distinction to the role. Different players, different strokes. But let me tell you about one thing I know. Everybody's got a seat to throw. Let your heart of hearts take you down the road. Everybody's got a seat to throw.
You sang with Conway one time, Rufus, at Dorton Arena. What is the? Did he sing Boogie Grass?
No, he sure didn't.
I don't know what that is.
That's a new one on me.
I don't know exactly what he's talking about there. That's probably not lawn grass, but who knows? It's not fescue. Well, you're
it might be stilt.
Could be stilt grass. I hope not, for his sake. But he's no longer with us. You sang with Loretta
and
Conway Twitty.
In about 1980 at Dorton Arena, and it's the only time I've ever been totally scared out of my wits before a crowd. I had practiced for weeks on Hey, Hey, Good Looking, what you got cooking? I got up there, started out, and the band started, Conway and Loretta there, and I froze.
And that's really hard to believe.
And then Loretta said, all right, Rufus, let's start again. And she started, and I knocked that thing out of
She was a sweet girl.
I knocked it out of the Dorton Arena, and I just loved that girl to death.
The prettiest thing I ever heard in Dorton Arena, Jay Butler, the late Jay Butler, and I at our sister station, QDR, introduced George Jones. George is backstage. You could have put a level on top of his head. He had his hair was parted perfectly and flat on top. But they played a recording. He didn't sing it live, but they played a recording of him singing the national anthem. And that's one of the prettiest renditions I've ever heard. That's Cliff Joyner.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was just, brought chill bombs.
Oh.
So, a lot of things have gone on in there. Cliff. Cliff, sit down a second.
Cliff Joyner.
It's about time. As many times, as much free advertising as we've given you, it's about time for us to talk to you.
Yeah, tell us how great Mike Raley is.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Well, I was going to start with...
I got a Cliff Joyner pin here.
Talk about
we aren't hearing him for some reason.
Right.
Is it on?
Right.
Okay, well, first we want to say welcome to Nashville to visit and... Thank Colby for bringing y'all here.
Yeah. We're so fortunate and happy to be and honored to be here. I mean, this means a lot to me.
All these gorgeous plants.
Yeah. Have you bought anything yet, Cliff?
I bought a basket. We're going to go back and look through the plants in a minute. But everything. So.
Bought a basket. You got baskets for sale?
Some baskets over there. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Are these handmade baskets?
I guess you got it from the garden shop down there.
Linda's,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How about that?
So,
okay.
All kinds of neat stuff.
Do you do any gardening?
Very little.
Mama do gardening?
She used to.
She was a gardener.
She had a green thumb, but not me.
Right.
It was passed on to my brother, John.
Okay.
But we are so glad to have y'all
here.
We are
glad to be here. And, the booklets that you gave us, the address books that are so nice, Rufus, for a good while now, instead of the author of the sayings for each day, they are Cliff Joyner's sayings of the day.
I attribute them to you. I expect to be sued for long.
I have already gotten a couple of letters from attorneys that are saying that. So, anyway, I appreciate
William
it.
Butler Yeats said that.
You know I'm not that smart.
No, you are. You are that smart.
Well, Cliff, I got named. What was that? What's that name y'all gave me? The poet of the
I didn't give you anything. It's somebody, a listener, Bard of the Yard.
Bard of the Yard.
Yeah.
Well, now we got Cliff here right now. Why don't we do the Cliff Joyner saying today?
Yeah, what is
All right. Real change, enduring change, happens one step at a time.
How about that? You remember writing that down, Cliff?
I do.
Well, you want to you want to know who really said that?
Who?
Former Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, okay. How about that?
Yeah.
Well.
But that's, to me, that's the Cliff Joyner saying of the day.
That is.
Good deal. I appreciate it. And just maybe y'all can come back down to Nashville in a Mother's Day weekend for the Blooming Festival.
That's, is that when the Blooming Festival mm-hmm. is?
Mother's Day weekend.
Has it always been in May?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun. We
got anything for Blooming Idiots?
Other than well, this,
I qualify for that. I qualify. Yeah, I don't know. That would be fun. We had a good time. We came here in October and had lunch with you at what's the name of the restaurant?
The Nashville Exchange.
Yeah, boy, they have good food there. I had a chicken salad pita. It was really tasty. And then we walked down, and I hadn't seen Edward Glenn Smith in 60 years. And he hadn't changed a bit.
Yeah,
friend of mine. Friend to everyone, Edward Glenn Smith.
This is true.
Has a bar in town. It's the only bar that's ever been in Raleigh.
And steamed oysters and shrimp.
Steamed oysters and shrimp. Yeah, they do serve
food. He looked like he'd be somebody you wouldn't want to mess with.
No, I think that's pretty much as long as I've known Edward Glenn.
Like
he's always
Joe
been a big guy.
Still
always
like Joe the Bouncer, yeah.
Yeah, he's about that size. So, yeah.
But you had you got some of the what was it, strawberry cake that day?
I certainly did. It was wonderful, and I had a quesadilla for the main line.
I mean, everything I've ever had there was good. It's been there.
They
the restaurant's been there a long time
they
too.
They do a good
so
job.
That strawberry shortcake was unbelievable.
Well, we'll go back. They may still have it. Maybe
well,
that's
all you're going to get today is a hot dog at.
I know we got to go to a dunking booth. Rufus and I were not dressed for it, but apparently that's what we're going
to do. The weather could stand to be a little bit warmer for a dunking booth.
Yeah, no, I've done that on a day like this yes. before, and it's not pleasant. So
he's going to keep saying that, so I believe it. We're going there allegedly.
Well, your friends
allegedly, Cliff, to answer gardening questions, and we're going to pray a lot.
Yeah. And if you don't answer them correctly, is that when they're going to dunk you?
No, they won't know the difference for a while. We should be able to clear the area before they figure out that we're wrong.
I'm going to say, when I can't answer, I'm going to say, I will not plead the Fifth Amendment on you, but I'll plead ignorance.
And you can't be mad with ignorance. Loretta said that her husband called her stupid or called her dumb. She said, I'm not dumb. I'm just ignorant. That's what she said. So that's what Doolittle called her. But at any rate, plead the Fifth. Cliff, I love you, man. I really do.
Appreciate that.
I love this town. I love you. And
got to know this man and love him too.
Yeah. And your mom and daddy were great people, and you know, just so many wonderful people here. Very unique town. I was thinking about a little neighborhood that we grew up in. We got a congressman, two congressmen, mm-hmm. basically, within a couple of blocks, and the current governor, mm-hmm. all kind of.
Just a whole lot.
Yeah.
And you?
Well, no, I don't count.
Oh, you certainly
but
does.
You know, Phil Valentine, the late Phil yes. Valentine, gosh, I hate to say that, he really did make it big.
Yes.
And he was in Tennessee, in Nashville, and had a big show, and he had a national talk show, was syndicated, and he was posthumously inducted into the Tennessee
Broadcasters
Hall of Fame. That was one of his youngest son.
Okay.
Phil.
Yes.
So, we're sad at his loss, but we know all the Valentines. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have moved back into my mom's house, the house I grew up in.
I didn't know that. I knew you were renovating it.
Well, I just finished up and moved back in.
That's a great Christmas. That's a great neighborhood.
It's kind of come full circle, so to speak.
It has. So that the Braswells were there, the Evans, mm-hmm. and the Freemans.
Ann Freeman's back in her house that she grew up in now.
She mm-hmm. is. Yes, mm-hmm. Oh, wow. You know, that is the first time I ever saw a lawn with Bermuda grass on it. Laverne Freeman mm-hmm. built that house in the 60s, and Birchwood Country Club had just begun, and so he was a real golfer, and he had his whole yard was Bermuda, and I thought that was fascinating. I mean, it was like a carpet mm-hmm. out there. Nobody else in town had that, so unique place. And I was mentioning to somebody on the air, I believe, that it's the prettiest small town in North Carolina.
Our downtown, our Washington Street.
Yeah, it is. It's so unique with the island there.
It's the battleship.
Yeah, I never thought about that. It's the battleship.
That's what they call it.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, I've always associated it with Christmas decorations, with the people, the carolers.
The carolers
on there, and Santa Claus and his sleigh, and they still use the same props for that. So I love coming back through. And Nashville has always had pretty Christmas decorations. Just a lot. It's a nice place to live.
Okay. So you're to be commended, Cliff, for not moving out somewhere, staying right downtown. As we drove by this morning, I said, that's Cliff Chawner's place.
Yeah.
I really like being downtown. It just feels like you're in the middle of things, you know.
Oh, yeah. And you were on the council. You were on the town council.
No,
you weren't?
No, I knew to avoid politics.
I thought you were on the town council.
I wanted a chamber board, but no.
Okay. All right. Well, that's safer.
You're far too nice to indulge in that.
Yeah, I can't.
I appreciate that.
I can't imagine Cliff arguing during a council meeting. Well, thank you. You can stay there and relax. We'll give you a set of we'll give you a microphone if you want to, and a headset if you want to participate.
I will check out the plants so you
All right.
can have.
Well, come back and say goodbye.
Okay,
before
I will
go.
Do that. But y'all have a good day again. Yeah, thank y'all for coming.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much. How about that? So 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. Dave, are you still with us, buddy?
I am.
How can we help you, my friend?
Well, there's a tough act to follow. I'm nowhere near as inspirational or profound as Cliff, so I...
Yeah, he's one of the finest people I've ever known, he and still to this day, so yeah.
So
how can we help you?
Day for you. Once again, my lovely wife is starting a project. We have, from when we bought our house about 10 years ago or so, we had noticed that the boxwood that had lined the front of the house, especially blocking off the lower part, you know, the foundation part under the porch, they were way overgrown. So I've been working on trimming them back, but she
now has what plant again is this?
So what we've got right now are boxwoods that are
boxwoods,
the foundation. He is planning on ripping all these boxwoods out, and she has a planting scheme to get, you know, three types of plants kind of layered in there to still block the foundation and look to add color and all this type of thing. Is there any way to salvage the boxwoods? Can you transplant large boxwoods to another part of your yard rather than just cutting
them out? Oh, yeah, done it many times. Don't you agree with that?
Yes, sir.
Just be sure and dig a hole big enough. I've had some I've transplanted that were at least almost 4x4 in height and width.
That's about.
As long as you get a hole big enough and keep them watered this time of year, you'll be all right.
Okay. And so, how far out do you need to go with the? You know, with are there any tips for digging them out? Do you go just out to the edge of the 4-foot? Circumference or diameter.
Get as much as you can comfortably.
But as much of the root mass as possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more resilient than people think.
Now they have photopoda root rot. That I associate that with boxwoods and Daphnes.
Daphnes, yeah.
Yeah. So they don't like wet feet. So make sure you don't bury them too deeply. Plant them too deeply.
Okay. I'm always looking for an added project to my wife's project. So this sounds like another one.
Oh, okay. You're looking for projects that your wife makes you do, or that she does?
Well, I'm not a fan of this project. But I just want to pitch a bunch of, you know, nice, hardy, established boxwoods.
Yeah.
So I was looking for a way to use them elsewhere.
Yeah, they can, you know, the old English boxwoods would last forever. But we had some at my house. I think they're gone now. But we had some that were, you know, 60 years old. And there's a beautiful old home in West Haven section of Rocky Mount that had a long walkway in front of the house. It was a colonial type style. Had huge. I mean, they had to be five or six feet tall, those boxwoods. So they had to be really, really old.
And all the old colonial homes, that's the first thing you'll see.
Yeah, yeah. Lining
the walkway going in.
Yeah. So cherish the boxwood. Be nice to the boxwood, Dave. I know you don't like it, but just be nice to them.
See, let me tell you, I have an unnatural affection for boxwoods because back in the day, my grandfather and great uncle had a boxwood nursery and in northern New Jersey. And, you know, people would tell me about, oh, yeah, I couldn't talk to your grandfather without him sitting there and hand-clipping each, you know, end of the branch of his boxwood, you know, to help them fill in more. And, you know, that was his thing. So I like to nurture the boxwoods rather than just rip them out and, you know, throw them to the landfill.
How about that?
So anyway. Once again, but because there's no nice flowers on them, my wife doesn't have that same affinity for them.
Okay. All right. Well, you can't agree on everything, Dave.
Yeah. You know,
it's just give and take in a relationship.
They do this little blush in the springtime, so that's very romantic. A blush.
You don't use blush, do you?
That's what a box will do, a blush, right?
I never heard that term for a boxwood, but.
Kobe,
blush?
Yeah, blush.
Oh, flowers blush.
New growth.
Oh, flush. Flush. You mean flush.
I'm calling blush.
Oh, okay.
No, I know blush.
That's pink.
I want blush.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Well, hey, that's helpful. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you very much, Dave.
Hey, we'll see you.
All right, bye. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF. Mike Raley here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Colby Griffin, and we're at the Nash County Cooperative Extension Service on Eastern Avenue in Nashville, not Tennessee, in North Carolina, near Rocky Mount. And we hope that if you're listening, this area or, you know, somewhere in a pretty good radius, 50-mile radius, is certainly worth driving to. They have lots of beautiful plants here, native plants and lots of other kinds. So please come join us.
Michael, when you tell me when we have time, we have a young man here that came to my office as a young student of Remby, who was on a moment ago, and he is a Boarhead Cane Scholarship recipient, which is the highest scholarship you can
have
get.
Have a seat, yes. Yeah, we'll do it right now. We have about 4 minutes before news. Yeah.
And his name is John Aiden Horn.
John, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. So you study hard, don't you?
I try to.
Yeah. I've known a few Moorhead scholars. Our current governor is a Moorhead scholar recipient. So what do you hope to – you're going to University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, obviously. What do you hope to do with your life?
Well, I hope to become an anesthesiologist is what I hope to do ultimately.
And I'm told that there are not a lot – of course there are not enough doctors, but there are definitely not enough anesthesiologists.
Yeah, right now there's a pretty good shortage, and that's because with their residency, they don't look to fill spots. If you're not qualified, you're not qualified. They're not going to put somebody in there, even if they have a lack of spots. So there's just because there's not a lot of people that try to go into that in the first place.
Yeah.
So because of the standards and then the low influx of people going in, there is definitely a shortage.
Yeah. Does it take even longer than – is that one of the – I mean, you have to obviously go a long time to school to become a physician, and then after you get that initial degree, you have to go many years beyond that. Is this one of the longer internships and residencies? So
relatively speaking, it is definitely longer. So I'm going to have 4 years undergraduate and 4 years med school. But then my residency is also 4 years, where most other residencies tend to be 2 years. Or even in the case of pharmacy, you don't necessarily have to take a residency in a few different states.
Right.
So it is definitely longer compared to some other residencies.
So the next time we see you, you'll have gray hair or no hair at all.
Maybe, probably.
Yeah, I mean, just from the studying. Will happen. Well, I salute you. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
And do you want to continue at UNC for medical training, or do you want to kind of branch out, do you think? Or are we too far ahead?
Well, it kind of just depends. UNC is definitely would be my top choice just because I'd already be there.
Yeah.
But really, like, anywhere, I'd be happy to go to medical school.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, you visited my office one time. I'm very happy to see you again.
I'm happy to see you,
too. Did you get anything out of visiting his office?
I did not take anything.
Oh, no, physically. I don't mean that. I don't mean.
There was some stuff there that I definitely was
Rubens's office. Raise your hand.
To take home. But, yeah, I vividly remember visiting his office. It was one of the coolest experiences of my life, just learning about probably my favorite thing was learning about the Watergate scandal, seeing that picture of him delivering that what's it called again?
Subpoena.
Yeah, the subpoena. I was about to say referendum. But delivering the subpoena, and that was one of the coolest experiences of my life, just because.
Well, I say it was one of mine too.
I would
definitely believe that.
Yeah.
Well, I always enjoyed having class like Remy brings by his class, and you. The year you were there, you guys brought me a little rose, that's about to bloom.
Oh really?
Oh yes.
Yeah, I remember bringing that. Coach Taylor was like, "What should we get him? What should we get him?" He's like, "How?"
That was from the Watergate. Ooh. Paddle. That was during discussions.
Oh, yeah. You were telling him I didn't even know you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were just like, Coach Taylor, what is he like? He's like, he's got a gardening show. We're like, get him a plant. Get him a flower or something.
All right.
So, yeah, it was definitely a good experience.
Thank you, young man, very much. Congratulations to you and a wonderful life.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you all for having me.
Yeah, real proud.
He wants to help people. Wow. All right, you're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF. We're in Nashville, and we're at the Extension Service for a huge plant sale for Master Gardeners. More coming up here on WPTF. We're in Nashville. I'm among the Nashville cats, so, I love that. I don't think he wrote that about Nashville, North Carolina.
Yeah,
Nashville Cats.
Not a very good.
You're a Nashville cat,
right?
Aren't you, Ted? So you're listening to The Weekend Gardener. We're in Nashville, North Carolina, on Eastern Avenue at the Cooperative Extension Service. The Master Gardener is having just a wonderful plant sale. Lots of people here, and they'll be open. I don't know where Colby went, but they'll be open, I'm sure, sometime in the afternoon. Or maybe until the plants run out, something like that. But please come out. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. And, you know, so many products that we talk about that are extremely important, not only to the show, but... you know, certainly to our environment, and you know, one of them is a product called I Must Garden, and I Must Garden products are so unique. They are so friendly to the environment, and like so many of you, when spring is in the air, I Must Garden is there for you. And spring is also a time when we have to deal with all of the pests we have in the triangle. Talking of preventative measures, of course, early in the season is a wise approach. You know, taking some action on that. And now is the time to start protecting your garden as best you can with I Must Garden. I Must Garden repellents protect your plants and lots of other things, mainly your plants. But they'll keep all kinds of critters away from you. They have natural ingredients, ensuring safe and eco-friendly solution for your plants, the environment, and you. The repellents are gentle on your garden, but tough on deer and rabbits. And, you know, it'll send them somewhere else to eat. Your dogs and cats will maybe stop digging. Maybe you'll repel a snake or two. You know, the black snakes, you want them around. Most of the snakes you want around to help rid you of rodents in the landscape, but you certainly don't always want to encounter them. You don't want to have a necessarily...
I'm not going to go to a snake convention, actually.
Snake convention. No, I don't think I would do that either. But Amos Garden repellents are formulated with natural ingredients. Natural ingredients help the environment, deter pests at the same time. So applying Amos Garden repellents is pretty much a breeze. Simply spray, protect, and watch your garden flourish. Plus, long-lasting formulas mean fewer applications, saving you time and ensuring continuous protection. Amos Garden repellents are available in local garden centers all over the Triangle, including the Garden Hut in Fuquay Marina and Town and Country hardware stores, of course. Protect your garden today with Amos Garden repellents, people, pet, and eco-friendly. Amos Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. And Rufus proclaimed today he doesn't want to go to a snake convention.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I bet y'all got some black snakes around here, haven't you, Colby? Somewhere you've encountered
a
black snake?
I don't want to find it, but
yeah, you're like me then, Colby. Yeah. By the way, I have a testimonial almost from our good friend, Representative Howard Penny, who's from Harnett County and a great farmer, a great legislator, who told me yesterday, he said, I'm going to try I Must Garden.
Good now, for him.
He's a farmer. He's got donkeys in his pasture to keep anything away from his cattle herds.
I don't know if they work on donkeys. I don't know if they'll keep them away from anything.
I said if they were. He said if they work anywhere near like the donkeys, it'll work. But he said I'm going to try that thing on a deer problem I've got. So
that's
we get some people out there that listen to what you say about Iowa.
Well, I know that Phil Campbell and Josh Logan and Nelson Cox. Some of our great gardeners on the show and business owners. Nelson's retired now, but they swear by it.
Yeah.
So if they – and they have sold it, so they've got to back it up.
Absolutely.
But they believe in it too. So.
And I can swear to it about squirrels. Paddling, I grow all my tomatoes now, Kobe, in pots because my soil's worn out.
Mm-hmm.
And I sprinkle a little around the edge of the pot. And it stopped those squirrels from coming and eating my tomatoes when they were about as big as the end of my thumb.
I know. And they wouldn't eat the whole tomato. Just take a little bite out of it to see if they liked it or not.
Like a hornet and a fig.
Yeah.
Or a bird come pick it, then a hornet come finish it off.
Miss Monica, do you ever grow any tomatoes? Do you have time?
I like to plant some, yes. And it's just one of those things, like with that word you said, time, as far as the dental will make. I usually try to put out a few. I like to put out some cherry tomatoes or grape tomatoes because it's something easy just to grab off, and they usually do pretty well on their own without a whole lot of attention.
Well, I didn't even ask you if you're doing all right. Are you doing okay?
Doing great. I hope you guys are.
Yeah, we're in pretty good shape, I think. Rufus, you feeling okay, aren't you? I haven't asked you either.
I'm as well as common.
Colby, you all right?
Yeah, better than I deserve.
Hooks, Jeff, y'all okay? All right, everybody's all right then, Monica. Go ahead.
Oh, well, that's good. That's always a good thing.
Yes, ma'am.
So it sounds like you all are having a good time there in Nash County. And
yes, ma'am. I knew we would.
Yes, well, that's wonderful. And you're talking about the master gardeners, and, you know, we are thankful for our master gardeners. There's a great contribution to the community and everything that they do and helping folks with answering questions and that sort of thing. And we actually have the Wake County master gardeners that come out here almost all year. They're here definitely usually from April through October or so, and they set up down typically down near the plant.
Yeah.
And ask for questions. So stop by and see them while you're out here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bring your plant questions.
I love master gardeners. They work. They are so vital to Colby. You can speak to this more than I. So vital for what you do, and how they help. Like you, how they help the people of Nash County or any county in North Carolina.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have 75 volunteers here.
That's a lot. I mean, Wake County has a lot. Wow, that's a tremendous amount. That's a real test. Has it always been a popular, or are you just the big draw?
Oh, yeah, it's always been a strong program here.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I didn't realize that, but I have I know Wake. I don't know how many Wake County has, but it's really hard to. They had at one time like a 9 or 10 year waiting list to get on in Wake County. Do y'all have a waiting list?
No, no, sir.
Okay, you don't have to say sir to me. but it's but I like that. They do. How often do you have? Do you have it every other year training?
Yeah, so we're in the midst of a training now. So usually it's annually, every spring. We have 16 students right now.
Yeah, I mean it's rigorous. You really have to learn. Are you tough on them, or do you have hard tests?
I'm pretty easy on them.
Rufus and I've always been worried about the test. I don't know why he is. I'm worried about the test. Rufus passed the DC bar, which is about the hardest there is. So, but
it takes a lot more to be a good guard than it does to be a lawyer. I can promise you that.
Yeah, I think that bar stuff is just kind of an initiation, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Well, at any rate, Miss Monica, what do you have out there? Have you finished with all of your construction?
Yes, we have. And everybody got all of our vendors back in their normal spaces and more vendors moving in every day as we're getting more and more into the spring season. And there's delicious North Carolina strawberries are here and in full swing. And if you haven't had any, you've got to come out and get some. They are absolutely delicious. And, you know, it's always a good time to start thinking about strawberry jam and jelly and canning and freezing, getting them while you can so you can enjoy those all year long. And we're seeing some spring, the lettuce is coming in, spring onions. And each week we're just seeing a few more things. I was talking to a farmer yesterday. He said he probably has some garden peas just in the next couple weeks. And so as the weather keeps warming up, we're going to see more and more of those wonderful products coming in. And, of course, you know, we have sweet potatoes and a lot of the collards and spinach, turnips and things like that that we've had during the cool season crops. We have all those here, greenhouse tomatoes. Some of the heirloom varieties, actually, our folks that are growing greenhouse tomatoes get better and better at it, and they keep adding some different varieties and are doing a great job with those. I was out at a farm doing a visit the other day, and they absolutely have a great operation, and they've got it figured out, and they grow all different varieties in the greenhouse along with cucumbers, and they've just started bringing some of those in now as well. And
right.
They do a good job. The farmers try to do everything they can to extend their seasons and to keep those wonderful products coming in as long as they possibly can to the market. Radish, that's something else I've seen that started coming in, some fresh radish. And, of course, all the plants and flowers that you can possibly imagine. We've got all different varieties, starting, you know, herbs and bedding plants, vegetable plants, hanging baskets. We have house plants, shrubs, trees, every plant I think you can think of, we've got it, or not far from it. I'll put it that way. There's a great selection, so come out and support these guys. They're working hard all year long to get all these different products and crops here to everybody, so it's easy access to come out and buy it here at the market.
Fantastic. Okay, the market shop's coffee brewing and baking and all stuff. All kinds of stuff going on in there.
Definitely. If you
want, yeah, love at market shops.
Yes, we have the bakery, of course, will kind of draw you that way because you've got all the cinnamon bread baking down there and it smells so good. And they have fresh squeezed lemonades and orangeades and all sorts of things. And then the coffee, I guess, will kind of draw you to the other end of the building because that's where 321 Coffee's at. And those guys are doing a wonderful job with their coffees, and they'll fix you up. They have some specialty drinks that they usually add every month, and just a wonderful group of folks to work with there. And there's the Market Grill that's across there. If you're in the mood for a Rufus dog or maybe a breakfast sandwich, they have a great selection.
Everything's named after Rufus now. Everything.
Seems to be, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Everything except something important. But tomatoes and hot dogs are important.
I'd say that's the most important thing is eating. Yeah. Sustenance. So,
Monica, I did go the other day to Roast Grill, our friend George, and he said, I'm going to show you what a real Rufus dog is like.
What did he do to it?
Well, he just did Georgia's stuff to it.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
Put a whammy on it.
Yeah. Yeah. He put a whammy on it.
Yeah. How about that? Well, I don't know. They're hot dog is a hot dog is a hot dog.
No, it isn't.
It's not.
No, it isn't. You got to have the red. You got to have the red wiener.
Uh-huh.
And you got to have the right chili sauce.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Well, they have great ones at George's and also at the Market Grill. And
definitely.
The Farmer's Market restaurant. Boy, would I like one of those biscuits right now.
Yes.
You like one too, Chris?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you've never had one of their biscuits, you're missing out. Got to come and have one made from scratch. They do a great job every day. And you can get those biscuits and you can get their omelets is another favorite of mine. Is they do a great job with their omelets. They have pancakes that are bigger than the plate, just all the things. And they do daily lunch specials as well. And just feature good home country cooking. And the seafood restaurant's another choice if you're coming out and looking for a meal while you're here. They do Calabash style seafood, and of course the grill's right across from there if you just want something quick to pick up and go. And as you're walking through the market, you're just going to find all kinds of other goodies, you know, cakes and pies, pastries. We have the folks that do their homemade salsa. If you go down to the crab shed, we have the little donuts there. We have the gourmet lemonade, kettle corn, and lots of different crafts that are popping up all around through the market. We have our Taste of Spring pop-up event going on pretty much every weekend right now, where we're allowing some guest vendors to come in and set up with their specialty food items and their craft items, and just so many great things that are here at the market that you can always see and just let you see just how creative all the folks are and how great we are at growing delicious foods and making delicious foods here in the state of North Carolina.
Well, Monica, we always enjoy talking to you. Thank you so much. And we hope to see you soon.
Yes, and you too. And we're open 7 days a week, so you can come out and shop any day. And just one last thing, everybody mark your calendar for May the 2nd. We have our spring fling coming up. And with that, we'll have our strawberry dessert contest and lots of other things going on. Looking forward to that. Lots of fun for the whole family.
You interested in the desserts, Rufus? Or?
Well, I happen to have judged one of those one time.
I have too. Years ago.
And let me hear, Chris was there when I was there.
We're hoping you might come back again, Rufus.
Whew. If it was anywhere like it was before, count on me.
Is there a particular type of desserts you wish them to be judging?
I don't want to prejudice anybody, but I picked a winner that was a strawberry shortcake in a fruit jar. And that was I did not know whose it was. It was our friend Judy. And I think, Chris, we all voted unanimously on that.
Absolutely.
And she makes banana pudding in a jar, too. I'll tell you. That'd make me shake so hard I'd drop the jar, I think. It's so good.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, Miss Monica, you take care and you stay out of trouble, all right?
I'll do my best. have a great one.
All right. Thank you, Monica. Monica Wood is the manager of the State Farmers Market, and she's never been in trouble. She's another one of those really nice people you want to encounter in life. Do we still have Johnny with us down in Pamlico County?
Yes.
Johnny, thank you so much for waiting. Your patience is saluted, sir. How can we help you?
I have a question. Have any of y'all used a product called Plant Tone?
Plant Tone, yeah. Any of the Espoma products are wonderful, and they have been sponsors from time to time on this show. Matter of fact, they were so serious. This was back in the day. They only did radio years and years ago before all of the Internet stuff. And they actually flew me before they agreed to advertise. They flew me to Philadelphia Airport, picked me up, and took me to Millville, New Jersey, where their plant is. And it's a pretty small operation. It's family-owned, and it was started in 1929. And a lot of the product, original product, the Plant Tone I believe was the original. And that came from shells, oyster shells and stuff from the coast, because it's near the coast of New Jersey, and chicken manure, things like that, and made into a great compost. And that's all basically what we have today. Yeah, their products are wonderful.
Okay.
Low in nitrogen.
I had like 2 bags of leaf mulch from a yard that's been heavily mulched. Would you use that on top as a mulch for your vegetable plant? I plan on planting today. I've been waiting for a long time, and today's the day, I believe.
Well, it's more of a fertilizer. I've always seen it more of a fertilizer rather than a mulch.
Okay.
Something like Black Cow is more of a composted mulch, or, you know, hardwood. Hardwood's going to keep things in place. But Colby, do you have any comments on that?
On
compost. So on using now what were you going to use it for? For
leaf,
which kind of bed?
Leaf mulch on top of.
On top of leaf mulch. Now, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish?
Just keep the swell. Where I am, we get a lot of rain, but also when it dries out, it dries out. And
yeah.
So I was trying to put something on top of the tomato plants and the other vegetables that would keep the moisture levels better.
Yeah. Well, this, all the Espoma products are very light nitrogen fertilizers. So what would you suggest that he do to keep in that moisture?
Well, if you have a if you have access to leaf mulch, that's fantastic. That's a wonderful resource.
I have 2 bags of that I did,
yeah.
that I did myself.
And that's a good start for a compost pile. So what could he add to that to maintain the moisture, and I guess just water it every once in a while anyway.
Yeah, just keep it moist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. And last question, do y'all soak okra seeds before you put them in the ground?
I always soak them for about 24 hours, and water or milk works.
Okay. That's what I want to know. Listen, y'all have a great day. Yeah. Pretty in Pamlico, Canada today. Y'all go out and enjoy it after you get through what you're doing.
Have y'all had a little rain down there today? It looked like it was
thunderstorm and rain about 7 in the morning, and but the sun's out now. It's chilly. I mean, it's 65 degrees, so it's not going to be, you know, be chilly on the water, but there's a big event in Oriental. They're having the NC State Sail Pack Regatta. We got about 18.
Oh, wow. I bet you that's where Tom Campbell is today. Beautiful area down there.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny, thank you so much for calling, and please call us again, and stay in touch. We love hearing about Pamlico County and Oriental.
It's a great place. Y'all have
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Boy, that's 2 hours. Boom, gone.
My goodness.
Yeah.
You got time to read this letter, Mike?
We don't have time.
We'll come back.
Yeah, we'll come back and do that. We're at the Extension Service on Eastern Avenue in Nashville, in Nash County, near Rocky Mount, here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener, but we shall return.